Official figures out today suggest Australians are spending no more on housing than they were 17 years ago. Economists say that reflects both a strong increase in household incomes over the period, but also the effect of lower interest rates. But the average results also mask the much higher rates of housing stress for low-income families. Michael Yander.
The popular perception is that housing has become increasingly unaffordable. But at least for the average Australian, Bureau of Statistics figures show that isn't the case.
In 2011-12, both owners with a mortgage and private renter households spent the same proportion of their income on housing costs as they did in 1994-95.
That's the Bureau's Director of Living Conditions, Emily Cunningham. People paying off mortgages, on average, spent 18% of their income on housing costs, while private renters spent 20%, and public housing tenants a fraction less than that. CommSec Chief Economist Craig James says the results surprise people because they forget how much their incomes have risen.
The income has gone up on average around about 3.5% each year over the last decade, and that adds up over time.
Another factor that explains the relative stability in the proportion of income going to service mortgages is the lower level of interest rates. Even though the average mortgage is well over double what it was in 1994-95, standard variable mortgage rates have fallen from just under 10% then to around 7.5% in 2011-2012. Craig James says the benefit of those lower rates has mainly been absorbed by higher home prices.
The lower interest rate is encouraging more people into the market. They're buying up the homes and that's seeing the value go up. So there's one positive, I suppose, there's one negative in there.
The first home buyers who entered the market recently and had to pay those higher house prices are paying an average of $470 a week, compared with the general average of $432 for those with mortgages. And low-income families fare worse still. Emily Cunningham says if Commonwealth rent assistance payments are excluded, more than half of lower-income families are under housing stress.
54% of low-income households who were renting privately were paying more than 30% of their income on housing costs.
And lower-income families paying off mortgages weren't faring much better.
40% of low-income households which owned their home with a mortgage were paying more than 30% of their income on housing costs.
Those faring the best are the owners who've paid off their mortgages, with average housing costs of just $40 a week. Craig James says most of them are also occupying a lot more space than they need.
Something like 3 out of every 4 homes have at least one spare bedroom. And in fact, the number of people who own their own homes outright have got a significant amount of space. 2, 3, 4 bedrooms they've got spare.
Mr. James says the figures raise new policy challenges about how to encourage people to use their homes more efficiently by downsizing, sharing with more people, or splitting large homes into dual occupancy residences or flats.
That does raise some question marks about those people who believe that we're underbuilding. Perhaps, yes, what we're seeing at the moment is appropriate for our circumstances.
Yet the Reserve Bank is relying on a residential construction pickup to offset the mining downturn. Separate ABS figures out today show that isn't yet happening, with modest declines for engineering, commercial and residential construction in the June quarter. Adrian Hart from economic forecasters BIS Shrapnel expects a residential building recovery, but not enough to offset the mining decline.
The construction industry is expected to decline, on our estimates, from about $205 billion currently to about $185 billion by 2017. Now, there is a greater propensity for labour employment in housing as compared to engineering construction, but even so, this means that the construction industry employment is likely to remain fairly stagnant over the next 4 to 5 years.
And that may mean the Reserve Bank will have to send rates even lower to try and kickstart a housing recovery.
Michael Yander.